Hello, my name is Linda Mather. I'm a member of the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide, or you're listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk to candidates running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me right now is Timothy Uecker, who is running for County Commissioner, District 4. District 4 is in East Portland, starting at 148th Avenue and running to the Hood River County line. Welcome, Timothy. It's so good to see you here. Could you
Thank
start
you.
by telling us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office?
This is I didn't realize it, but it's like training in progress since 1989, when I started my business. But 2010 is when I decided to go ahead and make it my goal to run for a public office. And I have a lot of experience in the area, two businesses. I don't know, community service. Right now I'm volunteering my time every day, all that stuff, just to help somebody with Parkinson's out. But I'm a retired old person, and have a lot of experience in Portland, and I've been here a long time, and I think my experience would be an asset to the community.
Okay, and what would your policy priorities be?
Well, there's so many of them that I've been working on, but the main thing is support everything that's already been done, and try to solve the problems that are facing the county at the present time. We're talking about the homeless and, of course, infrastructure. There's a lot of solar stuff available. And I need to communicate better with the other counties like City of Portland and learn what they've gone through with their solar technologies, and so we can work together and apply it to Multnomah County. I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel going through power purchase agreements and all that stuff, but really need the communication lines to really open up between the county and city, and even Gresham, so we can all get on board, being self-sufficient as far as energy goes, solar power, try to get off the grid a little bit. But I don't know, there's a homeless stuff, there's so much going on there. The biggest thing is education. We need to have vocational training on these folks that are having such a hard time. The state of Oregon, vocational rehabilitation. That's a free program. It's right here on 102nd in Portland. And they've helped me out three times throughout the many years since 1979 when I finished the Oregon National Guard. But I've been a truck driver and a business owner, graphic arts, and volunteered my time in the community for many years. And I want to help make change.
Okay, thank you. Let's just take a small break here to say that you are listening. You're still there. Video Voters Guide, and an interview and a podcast with Timothy Uecker. He is running for commissioner for District 4, County Commissioner District 4. Timothy, let's try another question, which is, are you satisfied with the current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? If not, what changes would you support?
I'm satisfied. I'm excited about all the work they're doing. It's great. And I think we need to communicate, enhance, and work out the problems that are detailed problems. We have to work with the City of Portland and other districts to solve the simple problems. They've already been out there, and just a fresh idea. That would be me. Somebody's been in the area for many years. I ride Max every day and talk to people, and I've talked to the people at the mini houses, the tiny houses. From 1 year to 6 months is what they're still there, waiting for us, the commissioners, to get them going on vocational training and mental health education. And every problem, everybody has different problems, and a lot of it's fear of going forward or not knowing the answers. With the other commissioners, I think we can solve this problem.
Okay, let me try another difficult question, but in a short period of time that we have left, which is what role would you support for the county in addressing the supply of housing in the region?
County has a lot to share and give and help. And again, working with like the other companies, LLCs or businesses involved in a more strict way, promoting accountability. And not handing over large chunks of money to people to get large bonuses, and the money just it's gone. It could have been used for a lot of other things, but I know City of Portland has large bonuses also, but I'm not going to get into that. That's a way different story. I'd
Okay.
like to promote like undercover boss, to find out where the problems are.
Okay, and as it turns out, our time is up, so we'll postpone that. But I want to
Okay.
thank you, Timothy, for participating. Thank you for running. It's not easy being a candidate.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Last time we talked was 2010 in person. I was running with Commissioner Fish. Of course, I
Okay.
lost.
All
But
right. Well, this includes our video voter's guide and podcast for Timothy Uecker, who is running for Commissioner District 4. Election day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to keep informing yourselves about all of the candidates and exercise your right to vote. And please also encourage your friends and family to do likewise. Thank you for participating and showing your interest by listening and viewing.
brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.